The next patient is Herman McConiel. The last name is McConiel, like in Lima. First name Herman, Herman. 86-year-old white male that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Period after the violent motor vehicle accident that he experienced when he developed a subdural hematoma. The patient has been recovering kidney function. So this time he comes for a follow-up of the condition, and we found out in the laboratory workup that the serum creatinine increased from 2 to 2.6. The BUN is steady, the estimated GFR is 23. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with more than 4 grams of protein in the urine that was not present before. The changes in the blood pressure has been made by some other doctors. I only know that the patient is taking nifedipine 30 milligrams every day. The patient is not taking diuretics. He is not on beta blockers. Today the blood pressure reading is 160 over 70. And the heart rate is 72. We are going to prescribe clonidine 0.1 milligrams every 12 hours for the systolic blood pressure above 150. Following number, the patient has developed macular degeneration and he is going to the local doctor Newsom, N-E-W-S-O-M-E, and apparently they are giving him intraocular injections for the macular degeneration. Unfortunately, we don't know the kind of medication, most likely Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N, which is an immune modulator that could impact the kidney function. Period, we are requesting the daughter to retrieve the information and let us know. Following number, the patient has alterations in the cardiac rhythm and he was placed on anticoagulant, Eliquis, 5 milligrams POBID. Following number, the patient claims significant prostatism. We are going to do a postvoid ultrasound of the pelvis in order to establish the residual volume. he's taking tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams every day. Following number, coronary artery disease that is evaluated by Dr. Sankaro. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, gout that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia treated with the administration of allopurinol in the past. This medication has been discontinued. Following number, diabetes mellitus with hemoglobin A1C of 7.1. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. I'm going to reevaluate the case 3 to 4 weeks with laboratory workup and make the necessary adjustments, and I'm going to retrieve the information from the ophthalmologist. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.